This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon, we get very close right now to the end of the election cycle, so we're talking to a number of candidates over the last several days and a few more to go. State Representative Court Boyce from House District 3 joining us from Gold Beach. Court, thanks for being on.
Hey, Kyle, good day. It's 80 degrees in Curry County. Come see us.
It's how much?
No, it's, I think it barely is over 60. I just had to give you a bad time there. I cut your weather report. Thank you. And hey, quite a week you've had, huh?
Yeah, a lot going on in the Umpqua Valley. And let's talk about your race and also remind people of your background before you entered the legislature.
You know, what they say, you're never really as good as your resume, but 35-year employer. I was owned part of the Jerry Shetbook Company for 30 years, Paradise Lodge and Rogue River Wilderness. Served 8 years on the Oregon State Marine Board, appointed by a Democratic governor in those days. And so born in Curry County, just really considered privileged, Kyle, to represent 75,000 people in southern Douglas all the way down through Coos and down to the California-Oregon border.
So what year did you get appointed to the legislature?
2022, after serving 6 years as Curry County Commissioner.
And what was it like to go from being a county commissioner to a state representative?
You know, at the county level, I was very active in the Association of Oregon Counties and the ONC boards for timber management with the Bureau of Land Management, the 18 counties. The transition, really, I was also a legislative assistant to 2011 election. That's when Oregon was purple instead of blue. And coincidentally, the House side, Kyle, had 30 of the 60-member split. So a lot of work got done. So the transition, I'm very accustomed to Salem as a commissioner, traveling up there a lot on county issues and responsibilities. And so, you know, the route to get there and understand, and the relationships that I've built over the years were beneficial to my citizens, and I'm really grateful for that.
You know, you mentioned the time that you were on legislative staff. Of course, that was the Bruce Hanna, Arnie Robland era that had some unique aspects to it.
You know, those were a couple of really very effective legislators and easy to follow. Tremendous leaders, and they rolled up their sleeves and they got work done. It's a little bit different nowadays. You know, our Democratic friends, they always run as Trump Republicans. The next thing you know, of course, after they're elected, they have all their bases covered. But after they're elected, then they go right back to voting as a block, and they wonder why we have tremendous crime issues. We have tremendous addictions, homeless. The economy is failing. We just got word that Intel is going to drop 1,200 employees. REI has dumped 4 buildings. Sherry's Restaurant, 43? They have moved out of Oregon almost like overnight. Walmart shut down 3 in the Portland area. So we've got to keep those businesses from leaving, and that's our job as legislators, to create a pro-business environment and help people want to invest money in our state.
As you look at your time over the legislature, talk about maybe some of your best accomplishments so far.
You know, certainly the Roseburg Veterans Home was a big one. Our Rogue Siskiyou Regional Fire Training Center. We have a tremendous shortage of firefighters, in the western United States. We're going to be sending out, within 2 or 3 years, we'll be sending out 1,200 highly trained firefighters at all levels throughout the country. We'll raise about $3 million on that so far. I got $10 million for the repair of the Curry County Courthouse. I think some of that money is going to go over to Coos County and kind of be split somewhat evenly, so we can do everything possible to help our legal system, our judicial system in rural counties, and certainly help our district attorneys.
Talk about your current committee assignments in the legislature.
the biggest one and the one I'm most proud of is the land use, water, natural resources, and agriculture. That's just right up my alley for Cusker and Douglas County. You know, I was in the tourism business forever. I understand fish. I understand our rivers, our watersheds, forest. You know, my goal, Kyle, is to be number one of the 60 House members in forest management, and that means stopping wildfires and getting green timber to our mills. We've had six mills shut down in the last 19 months, and there's just no reason. The governor wants to build 36,000 new homes per year, and we're actually importing some of that lumber. It's just this great gift we have in Oregon of the fastest growing, highest quality trees, and we seem to be on a bent. The people are in control to waste some of our great forests. It's just not necessary, and it's really an anti-logging perspective, and it just has to be blocked and stopped.
Do you see any potential for that to change in the near future?
You know, before I got there, the Republicans on the House side were a super minority, and so the Democrats can pass any tax they want, and they will. And they have. And so I want to be just a little brash here and say, you know, that's why we're there. And we're not, right now we have 25. So we got out of that super minority. And I think we're going to gain 3 or 4 seats. We just want to get some input on the agendas, the committees, and the gavels. And so, it's kind of like the Newt Gingrich U.S. Congress agreement many years ago. And they said, give us a chance to govern. We will hold ourselves accountable. We have been out of power for 40 years, and this anti-business, anti-family, high tax. I mean, there's nothing that the other side can't do that they spend money. And if it doesn't succeed, the next year they come around, well, we didn't spend enough. The amount of waste up there, Kyle, as most of your listeners know, is really coming to surface, and it needs to be highlighted because it is just really bad policy. And that's one of my biggest jobs, is to rein in that incredibly poor spending and prioritizations.
Now, of course, we're in the midst of the election cycle. You've got your campaign, but I know you're watching others both in the House and the Senate. Do you see the potential for any GOP gains?
You know, we lost Dennis Richardson a few years ago, Secretary of State. That's the last Republican we had. You just don't have candidates like Monique Despain and Will Lathrop come along very often. I've been spending a lot of time with both of them. They're newcomers, but they are highly qualified. Take Lathrop, for example. I listened to the debate the other night, and this guy is, if he was running in any of the other 50 states for attorney general in the U.S., he would win 40 of them. He's that well-known. He's that experienced. He's that honest. He doesn't have any marijuana money in his background. Only about 3% or 4% of his campaign contributions are coming from out of state. And Dan Rayfield, not a bad guy. He's a likable cuss. But 45% of his funding is coming from out of state. And so it just dirties the political system. We don't have the numbers yet to turn that back to sound government and full transparency, but I think we're getting there, Kyle. And it's a wonderful cause or a series of causes, and we're on the right path. And Lathrop, I think, has a really good chance of winning. I think Despain has a good chance of winning. And the records, again, they're newcomers. Their records, personal and professionally, are just spotless, for lack of a better term.
What about the House and Senate in Oregon? What do you see there in terms of how it's going to come out?
You know, we're at 25-35 now. I think we'll gain at least 3 seats. The interesting thing is these new people that if we hold all 25 of our seats, and we certainly should, then there's 9 new candidates that the level of their qualifications is just really heartwarming. It's going to break my heart when some of them don't win, because certainly not the entire 9 are going to win, Kyle. But we're doing everything we can to get them across the finish line, sprinting to the November 5th date, and just determined that we're going to roll up our sleeves and change Oregon. It's all about the future for our kids. It's all about honest government and full accountability. And we're excited. We think we have a chance, and we are more than determined.
All right, we're going to take a break. Back with more in a moment. It's Inside Douglas County State Representative Court Voice, the interview, a podcast after 1:00. at 541radio.com. 1246 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson at 1 on News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. On tomorrow's program, Democratic candidate for state representative in District 4, Richard Chasm, will be on with us. His opponent, Alex Scarlatos, will be on Mondays inside Douglas County. And State Representative Court Boyce, representing District 1 over on the coast, but part of Douglas County as well, on with us, covering a number of different topics. Look at the upcoming session of the legislature. It's the full session in 25. That means all the new lawmakers are going to have to get up to speed very quickly. What do you see as the priorities? If somebody was to put you in charge of the chamber, what would your priorities be for 2025 session?
Well, presumably, as I get, starting my third year, I get a higher level of influence, not to lack humility here, but that's a responsibility. Again, I'm going to mention spending, Kyle, prioritizing that. We've got a battle for ODOT repairs, funding for our rural parts of the state. And, there's just one example I can give you. There's a $5 million bridge that has no cars in the Portland area. It's all bikes and, all the bike lanes, what have you. Who's against that? However, can we afford it? And so ODOT's a big one. Certainly firefighting, as you know, we lost 1.9 million acres in the state of Oregon, highest record number of land lost. That's that's 1.2 million football fields. So we're in a hole there. And I think that's going to be our greatest focus, is to put that money where it's best for public safety. And that includes law enforcement, but also the fire risk that we have. And again, I'm hoping to be number one in battling that and leading that debate on the House side.
What are you hearing from those higher up in the chamber about what the big things are that are going to be tackled next time around?
Go back to the state level candidates we have. Election reform. We had almost 2,000 total people accidentally registered to vote through the Department of Motor Vehicles. People are losing confidence. Of course, I'm really involved. I debated House Speaker Rayfield during the 2023 session on ranked choice voting. We did not want to get that to the citizens for the reason that it's very confusing. It's very expensive. Almost all of the county clerks within our state opposed that. That was his main bill. And so he's a lawyer. I held my own, but the debate, I was unable to sway any Democrats in that. But here we are. It's going to be a very expensive part of our system. And anything that has to do with keeping businesses sound and building homes and bringing Oregon back economically. And then, of course, we got to deal with our education system. We are ranking at the very bottom, the bottom 10 or 15% in the entire state. And it's just heartbreaking that 30% of our kids come out of the sixth grade still don't know how to read. It's inexcusable and unacceptable.
We've had a lot of issues with infrastructure in the news in the past few months, and a lot of the aging bridges and roads that need to be tackled. But how does the state find the money to pay for it all?
Well, not through gas taxes. Electric vehicles are nice, those that can afford them, but they are a heavier vehicle, a heavier machine, and so they put more than their share of damage on the roads, so they're not paying essentially anything right now through gas tax, obviously, that source of funding. So how are we going to pay for it? It's going to have to come from the general fund, and that means some social issues are going to have to take a back seat, at least in a general sense, in my view, at this point in time, as we move towards the full 6-month session for 2025. Again, nothing's more important than funding our firefighters. And, you know, in my district alone, between the three counties, I have almost 50, I think it's 55 volunteer fire departments. They need money. They need support. They deserve encouragement because they're sometimes the first ones to the fire, usually are the first ones to the fire. And they just don't get the respect they deserve. And so that's a big one. And all three of my counties, sheriff's budgets are hurting. And, you know, Douglas County just told the state of Oregon, okay, we can't afford to take care of our roads. You take care of them because you've taken all of our timber. You burn it up and won't let us manage. And by the way, of course, Douglas County and Coos County both have excellent forest management timber operations that they do. And that's another bill I've got that I can discuss if you like.
What about legislation for the next session? What are some of the things you're looking at?
You know, I'm involved in 12 different veterans bills, and I think very likely we'll get at least four or five of those passed. One of them that I'm sponsoring is the hyperbaric oxygen treatment that gives veterans what it does. You've probably heard of it, Kyle, but it forces pure oxygen into the brain for veterans that have had PTSD, brain trauma, brain injury, and it's not accepted on the federal level yet, but a lot of states have approved it. So I'm really excited about that and some other ones. I have four or five anti-sex, drug, human, child trafficking bills. We push back against the cartels that are slowly moving into our country. You know, I'm always doing the firefighting bills, so that goes without saying. Continually for the Forest Service, you know, last Friday, I was the main speaker at the Douglas Timber Operators, had a good turnout, and just informed them where we've got to go and what our goals are.
Talk about current meetings that you've been involved in with this fall. You mentioned that one. What about other places you've been?
You know, I'm always meeting with the tribes. I've got another meeting with the Oregon General Contractors, our home builders. Of course, it's a silly season. It's campaign season, you know. So we've had, Senator Brock Smith and I had four nights in a row. We had League of Women Voter forums, and they really were pleasant and wonderful turnouts in first Port Rufford, then Gold Beach, then Brookings, and then Bandon. In my campaign, I've had 13 wonderfully well-written letters of support that just is really inspiring and energizing to help me do my job. And so, citizens willing, I'll probably be around for another 6 years and just keep building relationships and friends. And, you know, I've got all the endorsements that all three district attorneys, sheriffs in my three counties, you know, all the timber people. I know it has to be done, and I'm anxious to continue my work, Kyle.
Presuming a win, what do you have that will take up your time between the election and the end of the year?
You know, first you got to always go find a place to live in Salem. And the first full session, I think I only came home maybe four or five times in that 6-7 months. And that's expensive and it's time consuming. So we lived in it was adequate, but we've got to go find an apartment. And we've got some good leads there. And that'll be part of the 2 weeks. And then I have 28 total bills and I'm very enthused about. My crew is getting those all lined up with legislative council, and we'll be looking for support on both sides of the aisle to get some of those bills that I mentioned across the finish line and serve our citizens.
And if people want to find out more about your campaign, what's a website they can take a look at?
Court Voice. It's CourtBoice, courtvoicefororegon.com.
State Representative Fort Boyce running for re-election. Thanks for being on today.
Hey, Kyle, I'll call you on election night. Thanks for everything.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.